This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Independence Day edition of the program. No joke, we're here when those other talk show hosts take the day off to take your phone calls about whatever's on your mind. And joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Julia.
And Dale.
The toll-free number is, once again, 800-259-9231. We're going to jump right back into your phone calls. Then coming up, if we get a chance, Julia's going to tell us about a shocking study, what might be shocking for some people, about LSD. But first, we go to Dave in Delaware, listening to WGMD-FM. Hey, Dave, have we been on WGMD longer than, I guess, earlier tonight, or were you just calling in for the hell of it right at the top of this hour?
I was calling in at the top of the hour. You guys come on at 9 o'clock.
Okay, very sharp. Very good, sir. Yes. So go ahead with your thoughts.
I have a simple question. I'm constantly debating with people in my local area, and their response is always, hey, if I'm not breaking the law, I don't have to worry about the police searching my car or searching my house. I'll just let them do it. And I'm saying, shouldn't do that. Make them follow the rules. You have to follow the rules, but I can't seem to convince a lot of the people on the hard right that what to do. And I don't have a good argument for them.
Well, I mean, if you guys want to, if you've got a better one than I've got, certainly welcome to jump in. I would suggest that, how do they know all of what is illegal? Have they read all the laws? You know, have they actually taken the time to determine what is and what is not illegal versus illegal? Because it may be something as simple as, I think somebody mentioned the other day that, like, in a lot of places, it's completely illegal to have, say, a prescription pill that's outside of its bottle. So, you know, you don't want to be saying yes to a search thinking that I'm a law-abiding citizen and everything's going to be just fine here when the police are looking for a reason to arrest you. That's the reason why they're searching, is because they want to find some reason to put you in a cage.
I've actually always wanted to be asked, like in the past, I've wanted to be asked for a search when I know I don't have anything on me. But then I think, well, what if they might put something there? You know what I mean? What
I worry about that as well.
You know what I mean? I would love to do it, but at the same time, I don't trust them enough to just say, well, look what we found.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, far I haven't, I know one or two friends who have had their cars searched and they put up, they resisted all along the way and had them just go all out to search and search and search and there was nothing there. And thank goodness they didn't plan anything, but there's no doubt about it. They do it sometimes.
Another common sense reason to say no is because frequently when the police will search, these people who are saying this have probably never gone through it. Because frequently when the police search, they trash your car, or they trash your house, and then they leave. And then it's up to you to go ahead and put it all back together again. I mean, even if you've
got it takes a long time.
Yes.
They really devour your time. I mean, you say yes, you're consenting to a search, and it can become really elaborate.
Do you think those would be at all persuasive to these people?
Not really. And we actually had a guy in our local market that got searched carrying around his prescription medicine in his car and went to jail for it.
Jeez.
And he volunteered for the search.
Oh, man. See, people don't know. They don't realize what's illegal because nobody in their right mind would spend their time reading these laws.
You know, it's actually funny how many, like, sometimes I'll catch myself doing something illegal that I wouldn't even give, like, any thought at all. For example, kind of recently, I was traveling with friends, and like we met at a house, and I had a six-pack of beer in the car. And somebody, you know, said, hey, can I ride with you? And the beer was for me. And while I was driving, I realized that I had a minor in the car with me, and because I'm not, I think it's age 30, but there's a certain age you have to be to have alcohol in the car. If I had gotten pulled over, I would have been in trouble.
Hmm.
And I wasn't doing anything wrong. You know, the beer was for
me.
I didn't give it any thought at all. But if I had gotten pulled over. No, it was just in the back, you know, it was in the back seat, just a six pack of beer. But if I was pulled over, I would have been in trouble.
Unbelievable.
Anything else you want to share tonight with your experience?
You guys have a nice night, and I love listening to you.
Hey, glad you're out there listening. Appreciate hearing from you, Dave, at 800-259-9231. We are live here. It is Independence Day, and we will take your calls about absolutely anything. I mean, if you can't make these points to people, like, look, hey, say no to searches, even if you know you're a good law-abiding citizen and all that, because you don't want to get your car trashed, or you don't want to get... I remember there was a friend of mine in Sarasota, Florida, who had his car searched. It was 2 in the morning. You know, they held him by the road for 2 hours, so you're right, it does take a long time. And they brought the dog out, and, you know, the dog went around the car, and they let the dog jump up on the car, and the dog scratched the paint job on the car. And they tore up the carpets in the car, and so that's damage, you know, permanent damage to the vehicle. And they, you know, they tore my friend's car apart. And he said, "Wow, you know, this is absolutely outrageous. I want to do something about it. I want to sue these people for what they've done." Because he didn't consent. They searched him anyway, right? They went ahead and illegally searched his car, even because he knew better than to consent. And so he wanted to find a lawyer that was going to do something about this. Couldn't do it. This was in Sarasota, Florida, where, you know, there's 300,000 people that live in the county. It's a pretty busy metropolitan area, and no lawyer wanted to take this case. Just not worth it for them to take on the police department. They're not going to try.
It's like trying to win a football game when the other team's coach is also the referee.
Right, and who knows? Maybe they're afraid of retaliation. Maybe they're afraid these corrupt cops will come after them and their family for something. So basically, yeah. I mean, if you consent to these searches, you're screwing yourself over. For what? What good will come to you for allowing the police to search your car? What possible good thing will come out of this? You'll at the very least lose your time and have your car torn to pieces.
Oh,
you're right.
And on the side of the road too to put it back together.
That's right. You're right. They will do that to you. And there is no good reason to do it. But the mindset is that if you kiss up to the police, they'll be nicer to you, and it'll go smoother. And you know, if you have nothing to be afraid of, if you've done nothing wrong, you have nothing to be afraid of. There's all that verbiage that we know to be BS, but that's what's going on in people's heads, I believe.
How do you know you've done nothing wrong? I understand I've done nothing wrong and that I haven't harmed another human being.
Right.
I have a clear conscience.
But there are millions of words of laws on the books that I have no idea. I can't even begin to fathom all of them.
It's incorrect for us to even say these things are wrong, right? Because they're illegal doesn't mean they're wrong. Because they're illegal just means they're illegal.
Right.
There's plenty of things that are morally correct.
But the cops treat it as wrong.
Correct. And they won't care about your excuses. If they find, you know, a bottle of, or they find a little pill container, those Monday through Friday pill containers with pills in it, you don't have the prescription with you to verify that those are indeed prescribed to you, and you go to jail for 25 years.
How many old, like elderly people that take a lot of medications have those pill
containers? Good point, but they're probably not asking them to search.
Well, I have a friend who just is one of those people who has a pill for everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and she's prescribed to a ton of drugs, and she has one of these things with all her different pills in it that she carries around. I bet she has no, like, she doesn't even think about the fact that if she gets caught. Yeah.
Who would? Unless you've seen the news stories about people who have gone to jail for this stuff, including, like, crippled people. By the way, as I recall, a man in a wheelchair down in Florida, I think, was sentenced to 25 years for having pills outside of the prescription bottle or something like that. Unless you've been acquainted with the information, then of course you wouldn't think anything of it. No big deal. Oh, your friend gives you some sort of pill or whatever, maybe an Adderall or something like that to help get you through the day. No big deal. People share pills all the time. It's common. But what is common in many cases is also against the law. And so I don't see how anybody can be so certain. Somebody who's so certain that they have not violated any of the statutes or ordinances out there is someone who is living, I think, in a fantasy world where they don't understand how many ordinances there are and statutes there are that they're likely violating on a regular basis. They just don't have any concept of this. And I hope that they don't find out the hard way by allowing some cop to search who's on a fishing expedition to find something to arrest you for. Maybe he searches your car. Here's one. Here's another one for you to use with your status excusing friends, the apologists for the state. Okay, let's say you buy a used car. Well, who's to say there's not a roach? And
yeah,
by that I mean like a marijuana cigarette. Who's to say there's not a marijuana cigarette that's fallen between the seats or something like that? And then, what's this, buddy?
Absolutely. And this is why a possession law, like just like laws against the possession of substances, are so horrible, because they invite this kind of intrusiveness. There's this kind of obscurity as to guilt and who's actually guilty. It's a horrible place to start.
And they don't care if you're guilty. That's not their job to care about that. They just want to put you in a cage. They want to bump up their arrest record. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. So what are your reasons to refuse searches? Maybe we've missed something. It's Free Talk Live.
The Ruger LC9, compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP, features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holster. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Where can you find a super strength potassium iodide supplement? Right here at thyroidki.com. With global radiation levels at record highs, is your thyroid safe from radioactive iodine poisoning? Potassium iodide, the key ingredient in thyroid KI, is proven to block radioactive iodine from damaging your thyroid. Thyroid damage is permanent and can lead to thyroid cancer. Unlike other potassium iodide products, thyroid KI is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets and is independently tested for purity with a 100% money-back guarantee. With limited stock selling fast, act now. Prepare yourself and protect your family. Use coupon code THYROID for a 10% discount. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's Thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com or call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluing. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-45 9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live, you can dial in toll-free, bring up whatever you want. It's the Independence Day edition of the program. We're here to take your calls, as we always are. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Julia.
And Dale's too busy with Facebook right now. He's busy. He's creating a party for this weekend, for those of you here in New Hampshire. 800-259-9231. By the way, Dale is here courtesy of his radio program, which is Prometheus Unchained. You can visit him at flamingfreedom.com. You can download archives there. How long has the show been going now, your show?
Since January 16th.
Oh, cool. So just about a full half a year at this point.
Yeah, it's...
So,
and it really, we had a great turnout at the live show at Porkfest. It seems to be gaining in popularity.
Right. So go to flamingfreedom.com. It is an LGBT oriented, liberty friendly talk program.
Yeah.
So flamingfreedom.com. 800-259-9231. We're going to continue here. Of course, we will take your calls about what you want. And you can talk about whatever's on your mind, though it is Independence Day, so maybe your thoughts or reflections on the concept of independence. How independent do you feel today, especially in the light of police searches? We talked about Washington, D.C., where they've got checkpoints set up everywhere today for people that are on foot as well, apparently, and they're searching through people's bags, and I want to get back and talk more about that if we get a chance. Also, news about LSD on the way here as well, and if you're tired of watching the value of the dollar plummet and banks charging you fees, wouldn't you like to take control of your own money? Then take a look at Bitcoin. It's the world's first decentralized anonymous internet currency, and it's gaining popularity every day. The Bitcoin is free to use, free to accept, and free from inflation forever. You can use Bitcoins anywhere in the world, and their value seems to be growing with time. Learn more at weusecoins.org. That's weusecoins.org. As we continue with you and your thoughts, let's go to Dave, listening in Texas to XM's America's Talk. Hello, Dave.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Hey.
Happy 4th of July.
It's Independence Day, but it is also known as the 4th of July. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, you know, I'm driving my truck. I listen to radio, and I was listening about the 95-year-old lady they searched, you know, and all this. Well, I had to fly out to Indianapolis to pick up a truck about 3 weeks ago in LAX, and I'm there, and this little girl in front of me, and a little mother, she's about 28. Well, they were next in line, and you know, the little girl sat down, she had these little pants on with little flowers, her jeans and stuff, long hair, and she sat down straight and took her shoes off, which I couldn't do. You know, I've been in her legs, gave them to her mom, and her mom was sitting there pointing to the big beam showing that we had to go through that, and you could see the little girl was scared. Well, she got there, she looked at it, and she just took off running through it, because it scared her. Well, when she did, the TSA guys put their arms up to try to catch her, and she ran around them, and then they chased her around the table, and then the other guys came over and tried to get her, and they blocked her off, and so she ran into the airport. They had, like, five of these big, fat guys with their white shirts chasing her,
That's
and everybody's,
hilarious.
Like, horrified. The mother's there, like, oh, my God, my child, you know, and everybody's thinking, oh, and all of a sudden, here she comes, just hauling Dale back, and she ran back through and jumps up in her mother's arms. These guys are sitting there panting. Everybody behind me is just laughing, thinking, what a bunch of idiots for a little tiny girl. And she showed them up, you know. And I thought,
that's incredible.
Oh, that's awesome. I wish there was video of it.
Well, I couldn't help but just start laughing because, you know, she was like, okay, what's the big deal? But they couldn't even catch that little girl. And I thought, well, Granny, you got some revenge. That little girl took them down for you. So.
That's a great point. I mean, if she had been a terrorist, you know, like she'd been working with her parents and had a bomb strapped to her, there'd have been nothing they could have done about it. These big, burly TSA agents unable to even get their hands on a little girl. It's hilarious.
Well, the way the mother was pointing to it, trying to explain to her, you see that she was scared. She didn't want to go through it.
Sure.
And now I can understand that. You know, what's a child think about this? What about our freedoms, our independence? And thank God there wasn't a grandmother in front of me because I probably would have checked it and I probably would have had to hitchhike to where I had to go.
Well, I understand, you know, to your point about what does a child think about this, it's an excellent question. And really, it all has to do with what the child's experience has been. So if the child's experience has been going to government school where they're indoctrinated about these things, then maybe they're just, oh, yeah, this is just the way things are. And then they'll grow up in this world where this is how it is. And that's a really dangerous and scary idea. Whereas if the child is raised in a family full of liberty-minded people who are telling them that, hey, you know, look, here's what happened back in Nazi Germany, and here's what happened. Here's what's happening today, and here's what happened in Russia. And look here, look at these parallels. And here are people that are from Russia and Nazi Germany that are saying, "Wow, I can't believe it's happening here as well." There's a lot to be shown to children, and the system is not interested in showing those things to them. They're not interested in telling them the truth. So you're going to have a whole generation of people who are used to going to school and being shaken down. To them, the TSA at the airport is just, you know, a it's like going to school in the morning. They're used to it, and it'll be no big deal when the police spread out to the streets and start checking people's homes. So they're going to be completely indoctrinated, and that's really scary.
It is scary because I'll tell you, that was exactly the mood in that line moving up there, to take off your shoes, take off your belt. That's exactly what I felt like, and that is that's a very excellent point, and I don't want I don't want to ever go through that again. I don't need to.
I'm just glad
that grandmother wasn't in front of me, because I would have objected. I would have said something. You know, with the little girl.
Yeah, what else do you need to say? I mean, like you said, she showed him up. It's an awesome call, and thanks for the call. I appreciate hearing from you, Dave, at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. So, yeah, you can bring up what you want.
I can picture it all in my head, and I'm loving it.
So one, and there probably is video footage available. I mean, they do have video cameras at these checkpoints.
Yeah,
getting your hands on the footage is another question. That's not going to be easy.
Like trying to get the video of the man who immolated himself.
Right, the cops here are claiming the guy that set himself on fire. They deleted the footage.
I picture circus music in the back, you know, while these buffoons are running around trying to catch this little girl.
That would make for a great video if it did ever come out. 1-800-259-9231. But let's go back real quick before we talk about the LSD thing to what's happening in D.C. apparently today. For those of you that weren't listening earlier, in the first hour of the show, we had Meg McLean call in, who for a while was co-hosting on this program. We may have her back someday, but she's down doing activism in D.C. right now. And she was at the trying to get to the D.C. dance party, the Jefferson dance party today at the Jefferson Memorial with some of her friends. And they were on foot, and they encountered at least three different checkpoints where they were stopping people and talking to them. And she said they weren't frisking people, but they were checking people's bags. And I guess the excuse here is that somebody's a credible terror threat for Washington, D.C., or for America throughout the weekend. You know, this is kind of the scary tactic that they're using to scare people into compliance. But really, if you look at how people behave at these checkpoints, and I thankfully haven't experienced this beyond the TSA, because I live in New Hampshire and we don't get that stuff here very often. But in D.C., it's more likely to happen more often. And we know that they're doing it on the subways there, like they are in New York. And New York is where it first started happening, where they'll supposedly randomly check people's bags on the subway. And then word was that Philly was doing it. And then word was that D.C. had picked up that particular policy. And this is all about acclimating people. It's all about getting you used to it and making it so that when these checkpoints do expand out beyond the airports, as we've seen them do. They've done it in train stations. They've done it in bus stations. And now they're just doing it out in the open, out on, you know, the National Mall in Washington, D.C., just checking people.
It's show us your papers, please. It's really disturbing.
Well, that's part of it. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. You can tell your story as well. Were you feeling very independent today as the police stopped you at a checkpoint? This is Free Talk Live.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products, but increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water, and because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
You know that drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste. increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
What would you do with a check for $25,000? What if you could eliminate all of your credit card debt in 90 days and keep all of your money? Hi, I'm Jason Davenport, and I've just completed ZeroDebt100.com, a program that stops and prevents debt collections of all kinds, including debt collectors and foreclosures, with guaranteed results. Forget loan modification. Zero Debt showed me how to get the banks to pay my property taxes and insurance while stopping my foreclosure without paying one dime. An attorney tried to garnish my wages, but the court denied his request because of what I file from the Zero Debt program. Find out how I did this by calling Zero Debt today at 800-477-9256. Tell them Jason sent you and ask for the Zero Debt special and a free bonus promotion about stopping an IRS levy and getting your money back. Tell them Jason sent you and call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit www.zerodebt100.com.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you want. It's Independence Day. We're here live in the studio taking your calls at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. By the way, I want to remind you, you can go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the site for free. Those other talk show hosts in the business, they want to charge you. A lot of them do for their websites. And I think you'll find that freetalklive.com, you get more for free than those other sites will charge you for. But go see for yourself. FreeTalkLive.com. Joining you this evening, it's Ian.
And Julia.
And Dale.
We've been talking about independence, of course, because it's not the 4th of July. If you catch yourself saying it, it's easy to catch yourself saying Happy 4th of July. Correct yourself. Say Happy Independence Day, because there is a difference. One is just a day on which people set off fireworks and have a party. The other is a day on which you reflect on the idea of independence and how valuable of an idea that is, and how it is that independence, that concept, helped get us to where we are today, and that it's being washed away over time as people calling themselves the state, these men and women that that believe it's okay to do business through the threat of violence and through actual violence, that they've become rulers over our lives, and that we aren't independent anymore, and that those of us who would like to be independent are prevented from being independent by men with guns who will come and physically stop us from being independent. But if we get enough of us together who want to be independent again, we can actually achieve liberty in our lifetime without using violence and actually do it the right way this time around. Because the last time, the holiday that's being celebrated here is actually a celebration of a violent revolution, essentially. And I don't want to have anything to do with violence if what I want in the future is peace.
Well, I feel like violence defends that sort of violence, that sort of organized violence of army against army, that defends one state against another. That's defending a government. It's not defending the individuals. When I hear someone, you know, when I say I don't support the idea of a standing army, and my friends freak out about that, you know, how can you possibly, you know, you can't defend against other armies.
What about
with that?
Our protection?
And my immediate thought is that those armies are not protecting me. They're protecting an idea that I don't believe in.
Well, it's a great
protecting
myth.
A government.
It's the myth that the army is protecting you.
They're actually very happy to sacrifice you to protect that idea.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. If they could protect one of their military bases by somehow, you know, setting fire to your neighborhood, you can damn well bet they would.
Yeah.
Because it's all about them and protecting the state. Let's continue with you and your thoughts here, though. Independence Day. How are you feeling today? Are you feeling independent? If you're in Washington, D.C., I doubt you are, if you love freedom, because apparently people that are walking around in D.C. today were being stopped at checkpoints, and they were having their bags searched, among other things. So what else is going on around the country? Let's hear it from you. Let's talk to Mike, listening in Indiana to WXNT in Indianapolis. Hello, Mike.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Just for people's information, why they should not allow people or officers to search their cars or cooperate with them. A lot of officers are trained in coercion and manipulation. And to give you a quote from my lawyer, he says, cooperation without proper representation is nothing more than a submission of guilt. So I just wanted to share that with your audience.
Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. Let's talk to Scott in West Virginia. Scott, listening to WVTS. Hello there.
Yeah, doing good.
Hey.
I had to laugh at that caller that was on earlier talking about the TSA, and I can't. It's always funny to me to watch these people get shown up for the bumbling idiots and perverts that they are when you can't go through a checkpoint in an airport without being sexually assaulted and molested. And, you know, it's ridiculous to me. This is sure as hell isn't the country that I grew up in and isn't the country I want to die in. I can tell you that right now. I mean,
what would you like to see change? Because I agree with you. But what would you like to see change?
TSA.
That'd be a good step. How about we abolish the entire Department of Homeland Security?
Yeah, well, that's even better.
How about abolishing the entire federal government?
How about abolishing the whole thing? Why the District of Criminals?
Yeah, I'm with you all the way, man. Secession, I think, is the only viable political solution. If there's a political solution out there to what's going on in Washington, D.C., it's not a political solution that can be applied in Washington, D.C. There's no hope in changing D.C., in my opinion. I mean, best of luck to Ron Paul. I support his campaign in that he's going around speaking about freedom, and that's a good thing. But I don't expect that even if Ron Paul were elected, that anything too significant would change in Washington, D.C.
I think you're right. I mean, I don't see it happening.
Anything else you want to share tonight?
That's about it. But
thanks
I had
for the
to
call.
Laugh from that.
Yeah, appreciate hearing from you. It was funny. The little girl running away from the TSA agents, having them chasing her around. 800-259-9231 as we continue with Dave, listening in Alabama in Huntsville to WBHP. Hello, Dave.
Hey, how you guys doing? Hey, happy Independence Day, by the way.
Indeed, sir. What's on your mind tonight?
I wanted to talk to you about police searching cars when they shouldn't search cars. I had a friend of mine in Huntsville, Alabama, that they pulled over at a convenience store, and they handcuffed him and put him in the car and searched his car, didn't find anything, and his hands were handcuffed behind his back. And then when the police happened to look in the car, their police cruiser, they found crack cocaine, and the man doesn't even do crack cocaine. And so that
probably
just
from someone earlier, right?
Yeah, or well, aren't they supposed to search the car every time they take somebody out of their car?
Well, I mean, there's all kinds of things they're supposed to do, but they don't because they're lazy bureaucrats, right?
Right, exactly. Yeah. But, you know, I thought that was wrong. And, you know, they kept him in jail for like 5 days and wouldn't let him out. I tried to get him out on bond. And then when they let him go, it just kind of disappeared, and he never got indicted or anything like that. And so,
wait, so they let him out of jail? When you say it disappeared, they never went to court or something?
Yeah, they finally let him sign his own bond on his own reconnaissance, and it never he never got indicted, never got a letter. They gave him a an attorney, and the attorney said it never showed up, and then all of a sudden it just flew away. And so, you know, I mean, but, you know, you could find anything somewhere in somebody's car that you never know. And if you find it in a police cruiser, though, I think that's wrong. And they should have to check the car every time they take somebody out of the car. And
how about not arresting peaceful people in the first place? Like, that would be nice.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
What would it matter? It wouldn't matter if all they were putting in their police car were murderers and rapists and arsonists and, you know, people that actually do damage and harm other people. If those are the only kinds of folks that you found in the back of a police car, then it wouldn't really matter that much if they were cleaning the back out too often. But still, I see where you're coming from, and I thank you for the call tonight.
It's another case where the whole idea of punishing people for a substance just creates this messy, unenforceable task. You know, besides it being just totally wrong because there's no victim.
Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. Speaking of substances, Julia has some interesting news about LSD. Now, what does that stand for? Do you know off the top of your head?
If you would have asked me 5 years ago, I would have been able to answer it. I'm a bit rusty. I know it's lysergic
something, yeah. Anyway, I'll find out for you.
Yeah.
What's the news?
So this is about these cluster headaches. Patients suffering from the agony of cluster headaches.
What's the source, by the way, on this?
This is...
By the way, it's...
ScienceMag.org.
Lysergic acid diethylamide. Diethylamide? Anyway.
Right.
So, ScienceMag.org.
ScienceMag.org.
That should be L-A-D.
You're right.
Well, for whatever reason, it is and has been LSD forever. Anyway, so patients suffering from the agony of cluster headaches will take anything to dull the pain, even LSD, as it turns out. Results from a pilot study presented here on Saturday at the International Headache Congress reveal that 6 patients treated with 2-bromo-LSD, a non-hallucinogenic analog of LSD, showed a significant reduction in cluster headaches per day, and some were free of attacks for weeks or months.
1-800-259-9231. We'll come back more, talk about the significance of this and how it is that there are all kinds of so-called illegal drugs that you can't run tests like this on in this country. So we don't even have any clue as to how helpful these things can be in many different conditions. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, No Legislation Without Representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizedDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizedDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizedDC.org.
Energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild Chagan birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild Chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You've heard great things about Berkey. You've been thinking of getting a Berkey water purification system, but for some reason, you haven't made your purchase just yet. Okay, Here's one more reason to buy the best water purification system you can buy now. The Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com is giving away free Pelican flashlights. Yes, with every purchase of any Berkey water purification system from the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com, you'll receive a free Pelican 2360 LED flashlight, a $39 value. But it won't last long, only now through July 15th. Hurry, call 877-886-3653, 877-886-3653, or shop online at GoBerkey.com. That's Go, BERKEY.com. No coupon code necessary. A free Pelican flashlight is yours with every purchase of any Berkey water purification system only at GoBerkey.com or by calling 877-886-3653. Hurry, offer ends July 15th.
Do you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt? Behind on your payments or barely making minimums? Massive interest payments have you running like mad in circles. How long can you keep it up? Stop running. Let the Thomason Law Group carefully plan your escape. We're one of only a few remaining debt relief companies to survive massive government crackdowns. Why? Because the Thomason Law Group has proven itself, helping thousands of people like you reclaim their financial future for over 18 solid years. We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and offices in all 50 states. Our expert credentialed staff can specifically tailor make your absolute best recovery plan. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call the Thomason Law Group now for a free no obligation consult with a trained legal analyst. 1-800-756-3744. Call now because you're tired of running. 800-756-3744. 800-756-3744.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Moments remain, enough time for you and your thoughts if you make the call now to 1-800-259-9231. It's Independence Day. We're here with you, and we'll take your calls about anything. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Julia.
And Dale.
Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. Of course, a lot of people are going to call it the 4th of July, and you're going to see that all over the news media, all over the mainstream. It's the 4th of July. Go set off some fireworks and have a drink. Well, yeah, you should have fireworks and have drinks and party and have a barbecue and have a good time. We did today. We had ourselves a... You cooked some hamburgers for some of the folks.
No. Bacon cheeseburgers, not hamburgers.
Oh, that's true. And they were very tasty. The bacon cheeseburgers out here at the Keene Activist Center. And it was a great time. Lots of people came out. But I think most of the people at the Keene Activist Center know that this is Independence Day. That the idea is to celebrate the concept of independence. And
well, the idea of the holiday is to celebrate the United States' independence from Britain, but...
True, but I've changed
we're
it.
We're making it about independence, real independence.
Right,
so
I just
personal.
Need an excuse
individual
to cook
sovereignty.
Bacon cheeseburgers and drink a little beer.
Any old time you want to cook bacon cheeseburgers, you know, you just let me know and I'll eat one of them. I agree with you, Dale. We're modifying it because personal independence is much more valuable than this old, you know, story about what happened way back when. What's happening
I'm off for recursive secession. It's great that America seceded from Britain.
Mm-hmm.
And it would be great if New Hampshire seceded from the United States. It would be great if Keene seceded from New Hampshire. And it would be great if each one of us seceded from Keene as well.
Absolutely. That's a good vision, and I think that we should move forward with that. So if you like that idea, then get yourself up to New Hampshire. Join the Free State Project at freestateproject.org. If you love liberty, that is. If you're not quite to the point of understanding what liberty really means, then there are plenty of resources out there to which you can turn. There's some free books over at freekeen.com. You can go to book.freekeen.com, grab some free books like The Market for Liberty or Healing Our World, which are excellent books about freedom, to give you an idea of that if you want to be free, you have to allow others to be free as well. If you've gotten to that point where you understand what freedom is, go to freestateproject.org to get signed up, because getting people together who love freedom is the key, in my opinion, to achieving liberty in your lifetime, because you're not going to do it alone. If you stand against the people calling themselves the state by yourself, they'll roll right over top of you. So we're talking about one area in which that they have oppressed many, many people, and that is the world of drugs, illegal drugs, of course. Now, alcohol is a very hard drug, probably harder, I would say, than LSD for sure.
Absolutely.
But we're talking about LSD here tonight, and Julia, you're sharing with us some news from sciencemag.org. Where they're reporting on a study. Now, where was the study done? Does it mention that in the story?
It may eventually.
A relatively small study that found that these cluster headaches, which sound like they're worse than migraines.
They're way worse than migraines. According to this article, and actually I did a little reading, I was reading Wikipedia, but cluster headaches, sometimes referred to as suicide headaches because of the almost unbearable pain they cause sufferers, usually involve just one side of the face. Patients often liken the pain to someone trying to pull their eye out for hours. They can occur in bouts lasting many weeks with several attacks a day. So these are extreme headaches. It's very rare. They don't know what causes it.
Totally debilitating.
But these people, yes, their life is just ruined because of these headaches. They can't work. I mean, these just take you out.
And so they found out that not psychedelic LSD, non-hallucinogenic, some sort of what they call an analog of LSD.
Right, a non-hallucinogenic analog of LSD. It says here, what causes these attacks is not clear. A headache expert from the University of California who is not connected with the research says, but recent studies suggest that changes in the structure of the hypothalamus are involved because that part of the brain is responsible for, among other things, circadian rhythms, the daily cycle of our body that dictates when we sleep but also regulates body temperature and blood pressure. It could explain the attacks and why they seem to occur, particularly around the solstices. There is no cure. Patients can sometimes cure the headache by inhaling pure oxygen. Now, when I first heard about this, I saw this on a documentary, and they were interviewing a man who had these headaches, and he had to carry around like a rolling oxygen tank with him. And when
lung cancer patient.
And he said that it didn't really do much. You know what I mean? It barely did anything.
Emphysema is what I'm
saying. This is the current, this is what they have right now for this condition. So in these tests, let me see here. I'm going to skip ahead a little bit.
So, no, I don't imagine they're giving them a large dose because LSD is a really, it's measured in, isn't it micrograms?
Correct.
Which is a very, very small thing. I mean, in many cases, when you're buying illegal drugs, you're getting milligrams or grams. But these are micrograms. I mean, they're very, very, very tiny doses can be incredibly psychoactive.
Yeah, it doesn't say the dose on here that I can see.
I would imagine it's fairly
small.
Yeah,
I'm sure it's small. But it said that they decided to test this. It's 2-bromo-LSD, which was developed by Sandoz, the Swiss company that discovered the psychedelic effects of LSD and marketed as a drug for some time. At this conference, these scientists presented the data of 6 patients with severe cluster headaches who were given the LSD once every 5 days for a total of 3 doses. All patients reported a reduction in frequency of attacks, and 5 of 6, reported having no attacks for months afterwards.
That's incredible.
There seemed to be a long-term effect that we cannot explain. Compared to what these headache sufferers currently have available to them, this is quite remarkable. It could lead to a near-cure-like treatment.
Well, it's not. I can't say I'm surprised because it wasn't too long ago that we talked about the test that they did, again, in a relatively small study because it's just hard to do any studies on these things anywhere, certainly in this country. But there was one that was actually approved by the DEA that the folks over at MAPS did, and this is the Multidisciplinary Psychedelic Studies, something or other. Anyway, they look at things like LSD and MDMA, which is commonly known as ecstasy. And they had given people MDMA who were suffering from PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder. This is a huge issue, especially for people that are, you know, coming out of the military and they've seen people dying and horrible things, etc. A lot of people are familiar with PTSD. And they gave this illegal drug, MDMA, they gave it to these folks who were suffering PTSD, who had tried everything else. So they've gone through all of the, you know, the kind of accepted medical ways of treating PTSD, and they weren't getting anywhere. Then they took a dose of MDMA and had a psychotherapy session. And I think that it was most of them were cured on that one dose.
Yeah. I think in the 80s, before MDMA
cured.
Was made illegal, there were all kinds of interviews when they were really talking about it, legalizing it. And the people that would stand up, you know, on these shows and talk about their experiences, they were middle-aged women, you know, housewives, and they said they only had done it one time.
Yeah.
And it had made such a remarkable difference that they... You know, it just changed them forever.
I've heard similar things about mushrooms, actually, for people suffering from bipolar or depression.
Mm-hmm.
That they've had people who have to take drugs constantly for depression that don't necessarily work that well, have a ton of side effects.
Oh yeah.
Some of these people they did a certain dose of mushrooms, and the depression was gone for a month to 2 months at a time from that one dose.
That's incredible.
And so it was kind of, and they were not, and it wasn't addictive. They weren't craving to have right. it all the time. The depression just went away.
Why lie about that? I mean, there's no reason to BS anybody on that.
Yeah.
You're telling the truth. It's not like you're a dope head or some sort of fiend. You take the mushrooms once and you have your experience, and it fixes, you know, apparently it's fixed things. And
yeah.
these people were cured of PTSD. Cured.
Yeah, that's dramatic.
These obviously. Other treatments don't cure them.
That's
they just treat them.
And even still, people are barely willing to talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it makes people really uncomfortable
children.
To even consider the concept that a drug that has been illegal could be beneficial.
Mm-hmm.
What scares them is if the drug has recreational potential. If it, for some reason, if it makes you feel good, it must be bad.
Mm.
Like if it makes you...
Except alcohol.
So
I fully believe that if alcohol was a new drug, if alcohol came about 10 years ago, they would be moving to make it illegal today.
Oh yeah.
Sure. It's
the only reason it's legal is because it's been legal for so long, and every culture and everybody drinks alcohol, so...
Right. And, of course, they figured it out when alcohol was prohibited that it was a bad idea to prohibit that. But no one is, in the realm of politics that is still in there today has come forward. If they figured it out, they haven't come forward unless they're Ron Paul or Gary Johnson. I mean, there are a couple of exceptions. But for the most part, these guys have to know that what they're doing is futile. But yet they keep pushing forward with it. When you look at the former politicians, there was that news report recently where all these worldwide, like, big name, like, Kofi Annan was one of them, like, these big name politicians from around the world that are no longer politicians or, like, retired, they now come out against the war on drugs. It was the 40th anniversary of the U.S. war on drugs. They came out with this huge report that said, this is crazy, you need to stop this. If only people would come out while they're in political office and say things like that. Maybe then things would change. But until then, people keep suffering under this tyrannical system. And we are done for tonight, but we'll be back tomorrow night. You can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. It's Vinny in here with you.
And Julia.
And Dale.
See you tomorrow. Happy tomorrow. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com. Are you on any medications? Are you getting your meds at a local pharmacy? If you are, you're likely paying more than you have to. There is a better way. Discount Prescription Services will get you your meds at discounts as high as 70%, and they'll deliver them right to your door. All you have to do is go to meds.freetalklive.com and click Become a Member on the left side of the page. Their customer service is excellent. They'll walk you through every step, and you'll save big time. Meds.freetalklive.com.